Novelist Kazuo Ishiguro has said that he thinks nostalgia is an underrated emotion. In his novels, including the bestseller The Remains of the Day, Ishiguro explores the rewards as well as the destructive powers of nostalgia. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of his latest meditation on nostalgia, a novel called When We Were Orphans.
For the first 200 pages or so of Kazuo Ishiguro's When We Were Orphans, I felt like I was in the presence of greatness. Then the novel wobbled. Lord surrealism replaced elegant ingeniousness, and I had my doubts. Then the story righted itself. And honestly, I delayed reading the final three pages for an entire day because I was so reluctant to leave the world Ishiguro had created. If When We Were Orphans is, as I think, a lightly flawed masterpiece, even its imperfections are interesting, because they're the consequence not of laziness or lack of skill on Ishiguro's part, but of the kind of high-stakes gambling with literary form that only restless, serious writers are willing to dare. As he proved in The Remains of the Day, Ishiguro has nailed the voice of the self-deluding first-person narrator. Our specimen here is named Christopher Banks, and when the novel begins in 1930, he's established himself as one of England's great detectives. Ishiguro is paying homage to Agatha Christie, Dorothy Sayers, and other Golden Age mystery writers. It's evident from the way his own novel unfolds that he recognizes the classic detective novels written between the wars were not mere puzzle stories, but in a fumbling way, idealistic, fictional attempts to set the world right. And that's what Christopher attempts to do on a personal and global scale. Generous chunks of Christopher's erratic narrative are devoted to his strange childhood in Shanghai during the early years of the 20th century. His father was employed by a British import-export firm that made a dirty fortune in opium. Improbably, his beautiful mother became a zealous campaigner against the opium trade. The foreign colony in Shanghai where Christopher grew up was a contained paradise, and Ishiguro devotes enchanting passages to the games of make-believe that Christopher indulged in with his best friend, a Japanese boy. Christopher's quaint life abruptly turned horrific, however, when first his father and then his mother disappeared. He was shipped back to England by the firm and raised in boarding schools. As a grown man and professional detective, he vows to return to China during the Sino-Japanese War to tackle his greatest unsolved case, the mystery of the missing parents. As I said, Ishiguro has nailed the voice of the self-deluding first-person narrator, and it's that voice of Christopher's, stiff, wistful, deferential, and defensive, that makes this novel so affecting. It's also a voice that's hard to capture in a quote, because Ishiguro's genius lies in modulation, the way, over the space of several pages, he'll emotionally shade Christopher's monologue from, say, a tone of vivid excitement to gray restraint. Here are some snippets from the long section of the novel where Christopher recalls the moment he discovered his mother was missing. The woman, May Lee, he refers to, was his nanny. The house appeared to be empty. Then, as I was standing bewildered in the entrance hall, I heard a giggling sound. As I appeared in the doorway, May Lee looked at me and made another giggling sound. It dawned on me then that May Lee was weeping, and I knew, as I had known throughout that punishing run home, that my mother was gone. And a cold fury rose within me toward May Lee, who, for all the fear and respect she had commanded from me over the years, I now realized was an imposter, someone not in the least capable of controlling this bewildering world that was unfolding all around me. I stood in the doorway and stared at her with the utmost contempt. If nothing else, that passage perhaps gives you a sense of the nightmarish aspect of When We Were Orphans. Throughout the novel, Ishiguro relentlessly makes the familiar strange. When Christopher returns to Shanghai as an adult, his childhood home has been remodeled, whole floors and stairways moved. A slum section, known as the Warren, transforms into a mythical underworld for Christopher, a Homeric hell he fights through to find his parents. Even the genre of this faux detective novel mutates into other period forms, such as the cliffhanger serial, the Eric Ambler-type spy thriller, the society romance. Not all these mutations make sense, and yet even when this story occasionally became too weird for my taste, it remained absolutely emotionally absorbing. The most absurd scene of all, where Christopher wades through bombed-out building after bombed-out building in Shanghai to reach the house where, he's convinced, his parents are still being held captive after 30 years. Well, that's the scene I can't stop thinking about. When somebody we love dies, we often say we lost that person. In When We Were Orphans, Ishiguro, a master at mimicking and probing polite speech, uncovers the terror of grief and the raw yearning glossed over in that polite metaphor.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University.